I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Saturday the 27th, the Terre Haute Symphony Orchestra, led by David Bowden, performs in Tilson Music Hall on the ISU campus. On the program, Rossini's Overture to the Thieving Magpie, the Symphony No. 2 by Jean Sibelius, and then following intermission, our guest, pianist Di Wu, joins the orchestra for the Piano Concerto No. 1 by Johannes Brahms. Di, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, it's great to talk to you. I know the Terre Haute Symphony audience that enjoyed your performance so much in November of just last year is looking forward to your visit now that you're a whole year older.
I know. I feel so old. My gosh. Don't remind me. I just had my birthday. So I'm still newly 24 years old. Newly. So.
You've been singled out in the 2008 Musical America feature, A Young Artist's More Thrills of Discovery, as one of the up-and-coming talents. What a nice honor.
I know. I'm very honored, honestly, to be in the article, and I'm really happy that the works I have done was noticed.
Now, the piece that you're playing, the Brahms Concerto No. 1, was something that he wrote around the same age that you are. He was working on it when he was a little younger than you and finished it when he was just a year or two older. Began as a work for two pianos, then he tried it as a symphony and finally decided he'd write a piano concerto.
Yes, I understand. Well, I mean, it's amazing, absolutely amazing to see, you know, what an incredible work he did at such a young age. And there's so much emotions and that goes into it, and I'm really looking forward to play it with Mr. Bowden.
Some people have actually suggested that possibly the work is infused with Brahms' own feeling of grief over the suicide of his friend and teacher Robert Schumann.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially the beginning of the piano when it comes in the first movement, you know, is not as violent as the orchestra started out to be. And I'm not sure if there's a direct link. You know, you can never be sure about these things, but definitely there is a sadness involved with the piece.
D, Brahms' Piano Concerto No. 1 does, as you point out, begin with a maestoso. It's not the usual, you know, now we're going to play fast, then we'll play slow, and then we'll send them home with a bit of a rollick. And some people have actually seen the second movement that is a portrait of Clara Schumann, Robert's wife, and maybe the love of Brahms' life.
Well, I don't know how to answer that. Like I mentioned, there is a lot of feeling involved with the piece. And as most musicians, you know, operate, we all involve our lives into the music that we play, or in this case, we compose. So I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, side stories to each movement or each feeling. So.
Now, you're playing this with the Terre Haute Symphony Orchestra, led by David Bowden.
Yes.
And people have commented on the fact that Brahms really takes a very even-handed approach, that the orchestra is an equal partner with you as the pianist in this work.
Yes, yes, absolutely. You know, I remember the first time Mr. Bowden, I played with him, and he was like, I would just follow you. And I told him I don't believe in the whole pianist is the main act. I believe that both orchestra and piano, they're equal partners. Not one of them is higher than the other. And in this case, sometimes piano actually put in a slightly inferior position because we're only one instrument, even though we're pretty big, but we're against, you know, the whole orchestra. And there are some places that it will sound slightly like the piano fighting against the orchestra, but we all share all the beautiful melodies, and I think it would be a very good collaboration effort going on there.
We've been talking with Di Wu. She's the guest of the Terre Haute Symphony Orchestra for their Saturday concert, the 27th, in Tilson Music Hall. She'll be the soloist for Johannes Brahms' Concerto No. 1. Also on the program, the Symphony No. 2 by Jean Sibelius, and the Overture to the Thieving Magpie by Gioachino Rossini. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.